this was a math class.
Mr. Wright, can you tell us a little bit about last weekend's experience and what your party did to reach out and involve people like this?
Well, what we tried to do, I guess for the first time in the history of Canadian politics, we tried to break down the walls and barriers in the party to say that anybody can become a supporter. So if you were to go online now, liberal.ca, you could sign up right away now to be a supporter of the party. If you said, well, I don't think I want to become a member, I'm not ready to, you know, sign my life away, give money, but I generally speaking feel that the Liberals are going in the right direction, or I like what I see, and therefore I want to become a supporter of the party, you can do that. And right away, you're connected to the party. The most important thing is when the party has a leadership race, which is, you know, we were planning on having in 2013, you're going to be able to vote for the leader. You don't have to become a member to vote. Anybody can vote. So the idea is to broaden the base of the party, get more people involved, more people engaged, and that way there's some encouragement to come in. So that's one thing we're doing. The other thing, obviously, is starting a policy process, a discussion about policy, which will allow people to contribute to get engaged. Again, a lot of us, you know, a lot of what we're doing is online. A lot of what we're doing is in writing. So in this community, our writing associations will be holding policy conferences, policy workshops for a day, all that kind of thing, and try to develop policy ideas and get people engaged in what we can do, how we go forward. You know, what should tuition policy be for the country, not just for, I was listening earlier to students talk about some of their sense of there being real financial barriers to their participating in college and university. So what do we do about that? What kind of a program could we create that would allow people to participate more fully in college and university, not feel that money was the big barrier to their, you know, getting involved and getting engaged in those things. So those are some examples of the sorts of things we started, and the process is underway.
Can I also get you involved in today's lesson?
Yeah.
They don't know it yet, but what we're going to be talking about today is how to write the advancer. In journalism, the advancer is not a story that tells you what has happened. It's the story that tells you what's about to happen, what's going to happen, and the structure related to that.
This is just our blog.
This is your blog. This is your. Anyway,